Your faith. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
No. Okay. Let me ask you, are you 18 years of age or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Okay. And I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances you're going to vote for the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you still going to vote?
Yeah.
Probably going to vote? Chance 50-50?
Definitely.
Oh, so you are going to vote. Definitely, definitely, definitely. Yeah. And what is your age?
52.
5'2", got you. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, can I ask your race? Are you Caucasian, African American, Hispanic, Asian, or Native American?
I'm human. Human race.
All right. Which one do you lean more towards? Caucasian, African American? It's part of our question, sir. I hope you don't get offended.
Yeah, I am. But it should be taken out.
Okay. And now, thinking about the direction the country's headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, very dissatisfied, or just dissatisfied with the way the country's headed in?
Completely dissatisfied.
Very dissatisfied, gorgeous, right? Now, I want you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale of 0 to 100. 100 means you feel very warm and favorable towards them. 50 means you feel in the middle, not too cold, not too warm. And 0 means you feel very cold and unfavorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Here goes the first one. Critical race theory or CRT?
0.
0. Donald Trump?
100.
100. Your local school board?
0.
Public charter schools?
Public schools?
Yeah, public charter schools. No, the first one was your local school board. You said 0. And the next one, the one I'm referring to right now, is public charter schools in general.
80.
80. That's an 80. Got you. Can I have public schools? Public schools in general.
Public schools, about a 5.
5%?
Mm-hmm.
Got you. American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
About a 5.
5, same. Okay. Public school teachers.
Right now, about a 5.
Okay. Black Lives Matter or BLM?
0.
And Joe Biden?
0.
Got you. Okay, now, generally speaking, would you rate the quality of public schools in the U.S. as excellent, good, just fair, or poor? How would you rate
poor.
It? Poor. We're speaking definitely of poor. The lowest of the lowest. Okay. Now, how would you say public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or getting worse?
I think they're getting worse.
Getting worse. Okay, okay. Now, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Now, you have a scale from 0 to 10. 10 means that, yeah, that is very important for schools to prepare students. 5, somewhat important. 0, not important at all. You can choose any number from 0 to 10. So here's the first one. Being ready for higher education like college. How important do you think that is from 0 to 10?
10.
10. Compete for and get good jobs in the future global job market. How important do you think that is?
That's 10.
That's a 10 right there. Got you. Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world. How important do you think that is?
That's 0.
Zero. We're speaking of a zero. It's not that important, right? Not at all. Just to confirm.
Got you.
Develop social skills. How important do you think that is?
I'm going to say a five.
Five. We're in the middle right there, right?
Yeah.
Just to confirm. Got you. How about develop critical thinking skills?
That's a 10.
That's a 10 right there. So we're going to put a 1-0 right here. That's a 10. How about grasp the academic basic of reading, writing, and math? How important do you think that is?
Oh, that should be a 10.
That's a 10 right there? Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Let's move forward here. So we're going to move forward here. What would you say that your state spends? Not enough? Too much? Just about the right amount on public school education. What would you say?
That's a tough one, because I think a lot of the funds are misallocated. And I think if they spend more, they're just going to get more in misallocation.
Okay, so we have here not enough, too much, or the right amount?
I would say not enough the proper way.
Okay, so we're going to go with a big one, not enough there. How about, have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
Yes.
Yes, you have. Okay. Yes. How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
A lot. Now, as you may have heard, critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K-12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics or education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics? Would you agree or disagree there?
I think I would disagree.
Is that somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
I would say that somewhat disagree.
Now, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss sensitive topics from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot?
A lot. We're speaking of a lot. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Here's the first statement. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism. Let me repeat that. Public school students should not learn about the history of racism and the slavery in the United States because it might make some students feel guilty or uncomfortable. You agree or disagree with that?
I totally disagree. They need to learn about it.
So you strongly disagree. I got you. Now the next one.
They need to learn.
They need to know. Okay, I got you. Now, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. How much you agree there or disagree?
I completely disagree.
So you strongly disagree. Yep, that's the right one. Now, how about this one? Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and make some uncomfortable. You agree or disagree there?
Yes, I agree with that.
Somewhat or strongly?
Yes.
Somewhat or strongly disagree?
Strongly, I'm sorry, strongly.
You strongly disagree there. Got you, sir. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. Now, you can support or oppose. Here's the first one. Adding armed security guards to patrol K-12 public schools? You support or oppose?
Support.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Thank you. How about teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation? Support or oppose?
Support that.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Raising the standards of entry into teaching professional, including tougher certification and licensing requirements.
I strongly agree with that.
You strongly support that. Okay. How about removing books from public libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics? You agree or disagree?
That's a loaded one. It all depends on what you call sensitive. Are we talking about pornography? Actually, yes, I get that out. But if it's just a matter of ideas and opinions, then no. That should not be taken after.
Yeah, just in general. Just in general.
So
you agree or support there?
So the question, I'm sorry.
Sorry, let me repeat that. That's removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. You support or agree?
That's a slippery slope. I don't know. I don't know that. I mean,
you have the option to choose. I don't know. Just to be fair to the question.
Yeah, I'm gonna say I don't know on that one because.
And we respect that, sir. Yeah, I understood that's what you were leaning towards. Yeah, no, I understood it. So that's why I wanted to let you know that that option was available. How about this final one? Increasing teacher pay. You agree or disagree?
I agree if the certification, like, you know, the previous question, they're going to, you know, make sure that they hold them to a higher standard and improve the qualifications of the teachers, and yes, they should get paid more. Maybe if they pay them more, they'll get better.
Okay. Just to make sure you somewhat agree?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got you. Okay, now, some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum from K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilization, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
I'm gonna have to say I don't know because I'd have to see it first.
Okay, so we just put don't know. Now, I'm gonna read you some arguments that others might have about education in America. Now, you have a scale of 0 to 10. 10 means I find that very convincing argument. 5, somewhat convincing. And 0, not convincing at all. Here's the first argument. History teachers have the responsibilities to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So, when a radical politician and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustice experienced by generations of Americans, but also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. From 0 to 100, what I just read, how convincing was that? 0 to 10, sorry.
5.
5. So you're in the middle. Got you. All right. The second one. Working for diverse classrooms and exclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their curricular or critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds, and exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate or increasingly diverse worlds. It's a skill that colleges and employers value. How convincing is that from 0 to 100?
From 0 to 100?
From 0 to 50. 50. 10, 5. So you're still in the middle, right?
Yep.
Okay. Last one. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how they perform surgery or at carpenters or electricians about how they build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years, even decades, earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what to include in school curriculum, not parents, certainly not politicians. From 0 to 100, or 0 to 10?
0.
So we're going at 0 right there. You didn't believe in that. All right. Sir, I just want to tell you that sometimes over the surveys or the course of the survey, people change their opinions. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statement. I know I already asked you this, but people change their opinions. Here goes the first one. Teaching critical thinking skills requires that teachers challenge students with alternative points of view, even those that aren't popular and might make some uncomfortable. You agree or disagree there?
Yeah, I agree with that.
So is that somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Okay. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Agree or disagree?
Disagree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
Strongly. Yeah. Oh, gotcha. So, sir, just switching gears a little bit here. These are the last few questions. They're for statistical purposes only. So here goes the first one. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? 1 to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college graduate / bachelor's degree, postgraduate, master's, MBA, law?
College / bachelor's.
And which one of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, unemployed?
Employed.
Gotcha. So you're employed. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. All right. You are married. Now, regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent?
More of an Independent.
Independent. Okay. You're not leaning more towards Republican or Democrats?
They're pretty much the same. It's a uniparty.
I respect that, sir. So you're independent fully. All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Not anymore.
No. Okay. And although you don't have a child under the age of 18 living in your household, do you have a child who attended a public school in the last 10 years?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, I put no. You said yes. All right. Do you have a child who attended a charter school, private school, or homeschool in the last 10 years?
No.
No. Okay. Gotcha. Perfect. I said no. Now, thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat conservative.
Somewhat conservative. Okay. Now, how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Never.
Never. Okay, got you. Now, for each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or someone in your household. There's the first description. The first one is a born-again fundamentalist Christian or evangelical? You or anyone in the household?
Yes.
Okay. Is that you or anyone in the household?
Yes.
Which one, sir? You or?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying one thing. Yes, me or someone else in the house.
Oh, someone else in the house.
Myself.
Oh, yourself. Else, yourself.
Yeah. And okay. Someone else in the house.
Both. Okay. I got you. How about an educator such as a teacher, professor, classroom aide?
No.
No one, not even you or anyone in the household, right?
Nope.
Final question, sir. How would you describe where you live? Urban, suburban, or rural?
Rural.
Rural. Sir, been a pleasure talking to you today. I truly appreciate your patience, and I hope you have yourself a great rest of the night. Have a great one.
All right. I hope you do too.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye. What's up, fool? You good?